education, entertainment. It's edutainment with the Data Doctors on News Radio 620 KTAR.
We are the Data Doctors. You're listening to News Radio 620 KTAR. It is the Computer Corner.
Yes, it is.
Is all that right?
That is right.
Did I say all the right stuff?
Yes, you did.
I can do this again next
time. We should give you a star.
I don't know about that. Let's get right into the phones and let's get into the calls and the questions and see what the people want to talk
about. It's
all about
the people.
What do you think about that? We're talking to, first, Adam.
Hi.
Who calls in all the time. He's, for those of you that don't know, he's a 13-year-old.
14.
14-year-old. That's what I said. Adam, don't correct me. A 14-year-old whiz kid. Or should we say whiz bang kid?
Now he's like a whiz ager.
A whiz
like
ager.
A teenager, a
ooh,
whiz ager.
Did you make that up on the fly?
Yeah,
Michael, I'm so proud of you.
Thank you.
You don't usually think real quick on your feet, but today, whiz ager.
See?
So our very own whiz ager calls in generally weekly and gives us the tidbits in the news, the things that make you go, What you got for us this week, whiz ager?
Well, I've got something interesting here, something actually kind of unexpected. Microsoft is sort of, in a way, teaming up with AOL and Yahoo to get together on the instant messaging front.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
How's that?
Well, the company has announced that later sometime this year, Microsoft Live Communication Server, which is sort of like instant messaging for corporate networks,
yeah,
is going to actually be able to connect to AOL Instant Messenger and Yahoo Messenger as well as MSN Messenger.
How convenient.
Yeah.
Hmm. Is it or is it?
I don't know. This whole live communication server thing is actually it's a step beyond just a regular instant messenger program. It actually was designed for people in like big corporate environments,
mm-hmm.
that this could be installed on corporate servers, and it wouldn't just allow you to IM your coworkers and things. It actually, in most Office 2003 apps and in the future this is supposed to be built in as well, it actually builds in instant messaging. So like within Word, without having to switch applications or have a separate IM app, you could actually do instant messaging from within Word and be able to share a document in the same way.
Oh, wow.
And not just Word. In Excel, when you get an email,
mm-hmm.
let's say I got an email from Michael and a thing, you know, the sound it makes when it comes into your inbox. Can you sing that sound for me?
I don't know how.
Okay.
Ding,
we can't
ding.
Do that. There you go. And the email's from Michael. Well, I can reply to that email like I normally do, but I could also, in the email, because I am connected to this live communication server, it would show Michael's online status. And if I wanted, right from within that email, I could chat with her.
That's pretty
about
cool.
The email.
Wow.
So it extends IM into a whole other kind of
it's
world.
It's a whole
of
other realm.
Mm-hmm.
Did I make that up, Adam, or was that pretty right?
That's pretty close to what's here on CNET News, and it also says that even though they are joining up for the live communication server stuff, they're not going to connect with one another for public users.
Right.
Oh, so only for the business side.
For the private kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And this is kind of aimed to help employers who want to be able to use instant messaging. Like here at KTAR, actually, if we were out doing a remote somewhere,
mm-hmm.
they would IM us all the caller information about who was on what line where, what the topic was, what city they're from, the kind of stuff we normally have on just a regular computer here. They use IM for that now. And because it's on the public internet, sometimes when we're out at live remotes, we get other people popping in saying, hey, you can get Viagra for only 26 cents.
Yeah.
Click here. Well, that kind of interrupts a radio broadcast, and that can interrupt lots of things that happen in the corporate world. And so the push is to try to kind of help corporations control, because they understand that there's a need for IM, but take some of the games and the silly stuff out of it so that
yeah.
you can actually get down to business. So
yeah.
That's a good idea.
Anyway.
What else do you
We
got?
Went on a whole other tangent there, but I think it was good for someone.
Yeah. Anybody out there with a business?
Yeah.
What else you got for us, Adam?
Well, a couple weeks ago, or last week, I'm not sure, I reported on one of the first viruses for mobile devices.
Right.
Well, there is the first virus for Windows CE.
Wow. I think you were actually reporting about the first virus last time. It was first for wireless, and it was specifically targeted at Bluetooth.
Yeah, that's what it was,
yeah.
The Bluetooth one.
So now we've got the first virus that attacks CE, and that would be for people that are using the Microsoft Pocket PC versions of Windows.
Right.
Things that, like, not the Palm, but the other kind of PDAs that are out there, that's the operating system that they run.
Right.
So what's it called?
They call it Windows CE, which is kind of its older name, but it's at some point became Pocket PC.
Pocket PC.
Oh,
which is now kind
okay.
of its newer name, but it's still, if you look at some of the code,
mm-hmm.
it still is referred to as Windows CE as well.
Right.
That's just its old school name.
Yeah, now this virus, it like like the Bluetooth virus, it's just a demonstration to show that these viruses can spread. It does not have any malicious code in it. I'm pretty sure.
Nothing. From what I understand about it, I think you're correct. There's not anything bad. It's just more of a proof of concept virus.
Like, look, I can do it. Check me out.
It can
just
be done.
So you know.
Yeah.
And there has been out for a while antivirus software made for portable devices like Palm devices and Pocket PC devices. So it's just demonstrating the need for that to exist out there in the world.
Is it that the virus gets infected when you're syncing it up with something or you're online?
It really doesn't seem to say here.
I wonder. That would be interesting. We'll get back some more information on that. Yeah?
Yep.
So anything else for us today?
One other interesting little tidbit here. Don't take your iPod to the UK.
Oh, I heard a little bit about this. Tell me. Tell me some more. Tell us.
The UK military is actually banning iPods.
Really?
Yeah, because data thieves and hackers can use iPods to store a lot of information, because you know that the iPod has anywhere between a 5 and I think a 40 gigabyte hard drive inside of it.
Right.
So
obviously you could take military secrets in and out, or bring things. They're banning it because they don't want the information exchange that could occur.
Right, and they're also they're suspicious of large like USB hard drives and portable FireWire drives and stuff like that too.
Yeah, I actually heard about this from a whole different source a while back. My father actually, who lives and works down in Tucson, he works for the Department of Defense and works on the military's kind of super secure, what they call CIPRnet, and he was telling me that the machines have to be on physically different kinds of cabling, and they have them completely separate in separate rooms.
SuperNet?
It's called CIPR.
CIPRnet.
It's an acronym for something. I don't know exactly what it is. But it's actually a super secure kind of separate network that all the military is joined by to be able to do secure transmissions and relays and all kinds of things. But the computers, it's kind of interesting because they're all over different military bases everywhere. But they're completely separate from, physically separate and in every other way separate from the regular network. And they have all kinds of problems with trying to secure them. And there's, you know, special keys to get into the rooms and all kinds of stuff like
high
that.
High tech.
Exactly.
Well, it's a good idea that they ban this stuff from those areas, I would say, then, because you don't want someone coming in and taking it.
Hey, thanks for the news items this week, Adam, and we'll talk to you next week.
Okay.
All righty.
Have a good day.
That's Adam, and as the music designates, we got to take a quick break here. When we come back, more of your calls, your questions, 602-277-5827. It's the Computer Corner right here on News Radio 620 KTAR. Back after this.